We on?
We on. What's good, y'all? Hey, how's everyone doing?
How's it going?
Happy Friday.
Sorry for the delay. We were kind of on our phones. But hope you guys had a good week. Hope you guys... What's that for?
I was fucking around.
I was like, is there a special occasion?
Free the tates.
Jesus Christ.
I just played. But yeah, I don't know. You want to get started?
Yeah, I mean, we've been starting, but yeah.
No, I hope you guys had what topics you got.
No, I'm doing the intro, bro. Hope you guys had a good week.
Fuck that up.
Good weekend. This guy just wants to rush into it. This guy's like got somewhere to be or something. Like
got that itch.
Yeah. Anyways, hope you guys had a good week and hope everything's all right with you guys. And, we've been doing all right.
Yeah, we've been all right.
I've been getting into my like hobbies like hardcore recently, dude.
Please don't tell me it's fucking coin collecting.
No,
because I'll shoot you
in
the fucking foot.
I'm not an 80-year-old man, dude.
Okay, cool.
It's more like cooking, you know, or like because my main hobbies are like cooking, photography, and traveling. Cooking is my main hobby right now.
Okay.
And tonight I'm thinking about making a raspberry shortcake, homemade.
Oof.
Like just
a man's make ambitious.
Yeah.
You like what's
we have,
his name?
We have raspberries in the refrigerator.
Man's
I could easily
like, what's his name? God, I keep bringing South Park into this. Fucking Randy Marsh.
Oh, yeah, where he, like, cooks some.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and get a glazed frosh.
Yeah.
A cream frosh. Whoa.
Cream frosh.
Whoa. Oh, my God. That shit was so fucking stupid. We just wiping up to fucking food.
Yeah.
But.
I searched up this fucking recipe where apparently you can make your own raspberry jam or something like that.
Nice.
And I'm thinking about using that and then just like topping it with whipped cream or something like that. And then if we have some extra jam, then we can just PB&J, bro.
Oof. This man's trying to start from true scratch.
Honestly, I thought about getting mason jars from fucking Kroger. That way I can like put the jam in there.
Shit.
I don't know.
That man's trying to put some jam in it.
Dude, work has got me thinking, man.
Nah, man, shit. Like I said,
Shut up, please.
What's going on here?
Not on the podcast.
All the time. You had all the time to go crazy.
The cats and the dog are like.
You see when my dog and my pussy go crazy? It's just.
My bitch and the pussy.
Oh, yeah, bitch and pussy. Fuck, I fucked that joke up. I'm fucking a lot of shit. I fucked the intro. I fucked my joke.
Man, it's fine.
Ah, man, fuck it. Anyways.
Yep.
Black yeah, my bitch and my pussy is going
They're
crazy
going at
right
it.
Now. So, forgive me. But yeah, moving on to next news. Speaking of bitches.
I guess that's enough for our ourselves.
I guess we can stop talking about ourselves because... I forgot we have balls, so we don't have to get too much into that,
whatever.
That pussy
just
bullshit.
Say what you want to say.
But another, no, it's fine. Oh, man. Hey, you're like one bark away from getting thrown in that damn room. Try me. But anyways, go ahead.
Jesus Christ.
But
somebody called PETA, bro.
The fuck you know what? Get the fucking dog over here. Arr, start beating him on the podcast. Oh no.
Dude.
Again.
Talk about what you want to talk about first, but I got a big one.
No, run it up. The dog fucked my whole shit up.
Oh, that apparently fucking Jerry Springer died. Like two days ago.
Oh yeah, shit. I forgot to fucking put the All right, so RIP to the big man himself. Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
How did he
die? Was it like a heart attack?
I think he died of cancer, I think.
He had cancer?
Something like that.
Hold on. Let me fucking Google that shit. But I saw that when I was like just barely waking up like 2 days ago or yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, he fucking died. And then I was like, I never really watched him that much. But when
I did.
Shit. But when I did watch them, it was like fucking goddamn
chaotic.
And I think I remember this one fucking episode that I watched. I think it was like some KKK members were on there for some reason.
Oh yeah.
And then the whole audience was like beat the fuck out of them.
Some shit. Nah, that was I saw that scene off of Austin Powers. Where they had Jerry Springer on the show or the movie.
Oh, and then yeah. There was
like it's like Dr. Evil and all the, like the Nazis and all that shit.
Yeah,
all the
yeah. Evil people. They're talking about like who's your father and shit like that. But I was like,
man. But yeah, RIP to the GOAT, man. I mean, if anybody brought fucking rat, white trash trauma onto national television and make jokes out of it, it was that man, Jerry Springer. Thank you. RIP to the legend himself.
Yeah.
Anyways, on to trash. Bud Light took another dip. It is now at an $8 billion loss.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just looking at shit piece by piece. They're at an $8 billion loss. Yeah, and then it's also reported that the VP in marketing, mm-hmm. the one that started the whole Dylan Mulaney, that the Transformer
mm-hmm.
Campaign, yeah, she's been put on paid leave. So yeah, she's not working at the moment. So yeah, it's looking like it's backfiring. I like it when big corporations fail when they force shit. I like seeing that. It's like a knack of mine. I don't know why. I like seeing when they force something and it fails in their face, and then they go right back to like, oh, okay, my bad. We didn't mean to do that, guys. Sorry. And then they tiptoe back to what they were doing before, and making it seem like they did give a fuck. And then they tiptoe. All the way back to all the bullshit they were doing. I love to see it. But yeah, okay. Hopefully, but people at Bud Light start grabbing some balls and stop doing some stupid shit and stop fucking around and trying to include everybody. Sometimes things don't need to be included. Some things, I mean, the main consumer of beer is men. 80% actually. Over 80%. So I'm like, stop trying to include everything. Maybe we don't want to see some guy's vagina on our fucking beer can. Maybe not. So maybe I hope you guys take it as a lesson. I don't know. It's up to you. All right. Junie, I understand you're trying to figuratively back out of the conversation. You don't have to be a part of this. You don't have to be a part of it.
I didn't say a word of that because, I mean,
Junie was figuratively like, oh. He's looking around for any LGBT community.
Two reasons why I was silent. One was because I did not want to like to deal with any of that.
You don't have to include yourself. That's the whole point.
I was looking for new stuff to fucking talk about, and I did find a good one.
All right, well, real quick, let me just finish this real quick. Okay. Just overall, you don't have to include everybody in every fucking thing. Maybe some things are just left out for a reason. Maybe. Who knows? Anyways, on to your stuff. I just want to make that point. You don't have to include everything in everything. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to mush everything to force it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But anyways, your thing. Well, yeah. For like Star Wars fans out there.
Let's go.
The new Star Wars fucking game is coming out today or tomorrow, I think.
Oh, it came out today?
I think so, yeah. Today or tomorrow, either one. But the Star Wars Survivor, the sequel to The Fallen Order.
Oh, I'm getting it today.
Yeah, dude.
Have you seen the previews for it?
Yeah, dude. They even made a trailer with
the newer
Cameron
one?
Monaghan, the main actor for the game. Yeah. And then with Mark Hamill.
You saw that shit?
Yeah.
That was dope.
Mark Hamill's like trained him or something like that.
Dude, that entire commercial was better than the sequel trilogies alone.
It's really the only piece of marketing campaign that Star Wars has ever needed for, like, anything.
I was like, damn, this is actually a good fucking... I was like, I would watch this story before I would ever watch a Rey and Finn story. I would watch that 100 times more than the fucking sequel trilogy.
Yeah, it's...
I would watch that story 10 times out of 10. I am
definitely looking forward to, like, the gameplay on that one and the fucking storyline to it, how they're going to fucking continue it. And I hope... I hope to hope that they tie it to like the main storyline.
Yeah.
Because if they do, then it's over, man.
No, it is canon. Like everything about that whole thing is canon.
Yeah, but okay, let me rephrase it. I would love to see
them together on the
big screen, you know? Yeah. I'd love to see that. You know?
The only reason I don't think it will happen is because if they bring it onto the big screen, they have chances of fucking that character up.
I know.
And you know, Kathleen Kennedy's already fucked Star Wars. I already put some emphasis on that shit. Kathleen Kennedy is a fucking, like, she's the main seat, like the president, like what Kevin Feige is to Marvel. Yeah. She's the president of Star Wars at Lucasfilm. So what's called, she runs the show and she pretty much fucked the third season of Mandalorian.
The third season of Mandalorian was all right. It was okay. It just felt like they were pushing out Mandalorian too much.
Yeah, and she made Dave Filoni say, there's no telling who the Mandalorian's going to be. You know, it could be any Mandalorian.
Yeah, and
I was just like,
look, on that point, nah. Big mistake. Definitely big mistake. Because, I mean, the only reason that we got into it was because of Mando and Grogu.
Yeah.
But both of those are kind of getting, like, washed away, you know? Because they're pushing out Mando and, like, introducing, like, all the Mandalorians and stuff like that, which is cool. I love to see the Mandalorians finally getting like a main storyline into whatever the fuck. But on the other hand,
if something's working already, don't fuck with it.
Yeah, like it'd be cool, like if they had the Mandalorians as like background characters, you know. But then like have the main storyline still on Din.
I mean, like I said, the show was originally about Din.
Yeah.
To begin with. I mean, that's the thing that fucked me up. Not Din. Djarin.
Din Djarin is his name. Din Djarin.
And it fucking... It's weird in Mando. It's like reverse, though. It's like Djarin Din. So if you've seen season 3...
I forgot. Yeah, Djarin, They use it the way the Japanese use their names. Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty much... I don't know, man. I just hope... Fucking Kathleen Kennedy gets her fucking greasy fingers off the Mandalorian. Let it be.
Yeah.
The fucking great show it's going to be.
They were starting to use Grogu as comedic relief,
That's all they were losing him. And I was like, bro.
Because,
like,
I mean, second season, Grogu was pretty dope because, I mean, he finally, like, introduced his powers and stuff like that. But third season Mandalorian, they just used him for comedic relief. That's about it. They didn't use him for anything else.
I'm glad that, what's his name? But also speaking of Star Wars, I'm glad they brought back old boy that played Jar Jar.
They
brought him back and they turned him into a Jedi, Jedi. Yeah.
I saw that.
I was like, oh, that's what's up, man. And, you know, that whole backstory is tragic. But it's like, well, not tragic. It's actually a good ending, but like, the fucking story when it first started, like,
it was pretty bad.
Dog was trying to kill himself, and it was bad. It was a bad start for his career. Yeah. And he said, well, pretty much Jar Jar Binks being that character, like, fucked his whole career up.
Yeah, because, I mean, and the voice acting in Jar Jar Binks was, like,
fucking they
memed, you know?
Yeah, and they made it seem like he was, like, a slave.
Yeah.
He's like, Misa. Like, you know, they had him Misa, Massa. You know, all that shit, like, they had sound like a slave and shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker was over here going, fucking.
I could see how that fuck up his fucking.
Yeah, even fucking George Lucas didn't like the final cut of that shit, but it was what it was. I mean, I don't know. Just as long as fucking Kathleen Kennedy doesn't fuck with Star Wars no more, which is not going to happen, but I don't know. Like I said, you don't have, and it goes back to my whole inclusion thing. You don't have to include everybody. If something works, let it work. Mm. You know what I mean? Now, if it's work, like, the thing about Star Wars is it was great, and then it stopped for, like, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And then barely picked back up, and people started getting back into Star Wars and started doing this and that with Star Wars. And then it stopped again for another 20 years. Or what was it, like, 10 years? Mm. 2005 to 2015?
I think so.
Yeah, some shit like that. They'll put some great content out, and they'll just stop. And that's always been Star Wars' flaw. They think the little content they put out is enough to like run. I mean, what it is technically. However, as far as like continuity and actually build up a rapport with all their, you know, fans and shit like that, it's fucked up. They don't treat their fans with the decent respect. Like, fans been asking for, you know, all these shows, et cetera, et cetera. They're kind of giving it to them, but they're doing it at a pace where, okay, we're gonna give you a show, but it's gonna involve a lot of inclusion. Everything we like, everything we want.
Yeah, and that's how it's becoming nowadays. Nowadays it's becoming less story or like less stuff to actually work with, and more like,
look, we have a Black Jedi.
Pseudo inclusivity, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a proper term to it, but I mean,
it's stupid. Like, if something works, leave it the fuck alone. It's like watching Black Panther.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I welcome that they're like finally opening to like new people and like new stuff like that. But I feel like they go too hard with it sometimes, you know?
Yeah, no, they go hard with it all the fucking time.
The
entire sequel trilogy was nothing but about being inclusive. That was it. The entire sequel trilogy was just being inclusive.
I mean,
that's all that first trilogy was just being inclusive. And then fucking, they made Leia, they turned into a general. Like, girls can be generals too. And then they fucking turned Rey. They made Rey, girls can be Jedis too. And he's like, and then they made the stormtrooper black. Stormtroopers can be black too. And stormtroopers can be Jedi too. Like, that whole fucking sequel was just inclusivity. That's all that shit was. The entire sequel trilogy, it was forced. The first one was actually the only decent one. And the only reason why the first one was actually decent is because we didn't know the piece of crap movies that were going to come right after it. We didn't know at the time. We thought they're gonna do something amazing with that fucking trilogy. We're like, okay, Disney, let's go. You know, and then fucking once you get to The Last Jedi, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. And it's like we had so much hope in the first movie, but then like towards the end of it, we're just
I should have listened to fucking Luke Skywalker when he fucking had an interview. Because they interviewed him about it. They're like, well, what do you think about the Force Awakens? He's like, Let's see. This sounds familiar. He's like, a lonely desert hermit meets an old man, goes along on a journey with a furry basically friend. And he's like, and it's different because it's a woman. that was like, and not to mention he had battle plans to destroy. Or he had secret battle plans that could have turned the tide of the war. Like he broke it down piece by piece, and you could tell how hurt fucking Mark Hamill was during that whole trilogy. Mm-hmm. Like that whole trilogy, he was just hurt.
And then they just fucking killed him off.
And it killed him off. Like you could tell he hated that fucking character.
Yeah.
And that bullshit, like that was some stupid ass bullshit. Like I know, and they're bringing it back. The thing that the fans hated, they're bringing it back. They're like, hey, maybe we can milk out another couple $1 billion, maybe.
Because like now that it's on the big screen, it's like out there. You can't really say, it's not canon, and then just like completely rewrite it. I mean, you can, but people are already get like kind of cemented that that's the fucking sequel, you know? So basically what they're trying to do is just incorporate that into like a more,
It's just hot garbage. That's it.
Yeah,
hot garbage. That's the only thing.
They're trying to put makeup on hot garbage.
Yeah, they're like, okay. I mean, we had a bumpy run that first sequel. Let's go and see if we can put some makeup on.
Yeah, it's
not gonna work. I'm sorry. It's not. It's over with. You lost the fans in that sequel. Yeah. Like, and just the fucked up part is, I said this on Bro Solo, my own episode. Mm-hmm. But I said this is like, it's not the actor's fault either, but it's fucked up that they're gonna suffer because of the shitty movies they're in. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, it's the plot of the new trilogy that's coming out is so fucking stupid. I can't believe it. Like, now Rey's going to start the new order, and she's pregnant with Kylo Ren's baby. Ghost baby. You see? You see what I'm saying? See that round of silence? So yeah, so she's.
I hope that that's not the.
Supposedly, final that's the rough draft.
Okay,
thank God. Supposedly, it's a rough draft, but they already
easily take it off.
But they already put video of it at the D23, the last D23 of her coming out of a fucking thing, pregnant with Kylo Ren's Force baby. And then you remember they booed Kathleen Kennedy when she came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's the new trilogy coming out, y'all.
It might not be. I hope it's not. We'll see what happens. Because D23
I want to say Disney listens. Like, Disney as a corporation listens to the fans. However, Lucasfilms, run by Kathleen Kennedy, they hate the fans. They don't fuck with the fans at all.
I mean, that's pretty much every fucking...
But Disney as a whole, they actually listen to the fans. If the fans want something, Disney's going to give it to them.
Yeah.
I can give Disney respect, even though they're an evil mouse corporation.
Yeah.
I can still give it to them that they actually listen to the fans. They're
like one of the only people that actually listen.
They actually do. I remember when they did that because there was a dance that Zemo did during the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the thing about that dance, I saw the fucking interview to that one that apparently that's just him dancing. That's just like, that's the actor dancing himself. They just like happened to they be put rolling it, at the same time.
Yeah, so there was like a small dance. It was like a 3-second clip of him dancing, and the fans wanted more of him dancing. They gave an hour clip of him dancing on YouTube. So that's what I'm saying. Like that's why I fuck with Disney sometimes. That's why it's like hard to see them downfalling.
Yeah.
But fuck it. But anyways, Disney, if you listen to this, I doubt you will. Please fire Kathleen Kennedy. Fuck that bitch. I'm sorry. I'm
sure they'll listen to...
I doubt they're not going to listen to us. I'm sorry. All the three people that listen to us on a daily basis. I appreciate you guys. But yeah, if Disney ever stumbles upon it, like imagine Bob Iger fucking trips on one of his treadmills in his billion-dollar house or estate. And he's like, oh, what's this? And flips it. He's like, oh, Too Easy Podcast. What's this? Oh, no. And then for some reason he gets rock hard. And he's like, okay, all right, let's do this, boys.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, now fire Kathleen Kennedy, y'all. I'm sorry. We should start a hashtag. I don't come for people's jobs like this, but this one, like, people go to your fucking movies to get away from Earth. The bullshit that happens on Earth, they go to your movies to escape all the bullshit that happens here. And then you give us this crap.
Yeah. Yeah, let me see how that's fucked.
So,
but I mean,
I don't know.
Getting away from Star Wars. Did you see the new fucking Flash trailer that came out? Came out like 2 days ago.
That shit was fucking dope.
I know.
That shit was fucking like fucking Michael Keaton might be the fucking sole reason why this movie does good because he's like bringing up his old catchphrases like, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Yeah.
But he's saying it in a slow manner, older.
Trying to put
it's like perfect though. Yeah. He's just like, gosh damn, I like this shit.
Yeah,
I'm like,
and then the fucking the scene where he's like, I think he's fighting Zod. He's on the
like,
plane.
Zod fucking gets on a plane. He jumps like he ejects out, and he fucking bad wings and the
dude, that was fucking
that shit was hard as shit.
That was hard.
Now the one scene where fucking dog's like, where's your parachute at? And he's just smiling, he just fucking goes down and glides. I'm like, oh,
And then the background has the fucking, in the moon with the fucking bat. It's like,
damn, oh, my gosh.
Comic this book shit, fucking.
You know, Tom Cruise already saw the movie because he's, like, in close with the director. Tom Cruise already saw the movie, and he says the most amazing superhero movie he's ever seen. I mean, of course, Tom Cruise is probably with his crazy.
He's full of shit.
He's like, Tom. But I'm just saying he did make Top Gun Maverick, so let's give him a little credit.
But I mean,
and he did that fucking crazy ass stunt. Did you see the new stunt he did?
What new stunt?
You haven't seen the stunt for the movie, the new Mission Impossible movie?
No, I don't follow that.
Which is the craziest stunt ever performed on camera?
He
drives off of a cliff.
Yeah.
And
I
they
saw
fucking parachutes off. That's they said it's the most dangerous stunt. And guess what? This motherfucker did it 6 times.
I know, dude. Yeah, when I heard about that, I was like, what the fuck? And then I saw a brief clip, and I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, and you think it's fake, but this motherfucker is actually jumping. Like, he's had over 1,000, like, skydiving jumps.
Yeah. And, like, I think he got injured, like, multiple times.
He's broken his ankle a bunch of times because once you land, when I was at airborne school, they taught us that you had to roll when you land. But fucking sometimes, like, he never knew that. And so he broke his ankle in the first Mission Impossible movie. Mm. Some shit like that. I don't know what it was, but yeah, he's a crazy dude. The other crazy stunt he did was the one where he was hanging off an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
That was real, too.
This guy, he does not deal with, like, fake at all.
Nah, he's a real deal. That's what I'm saying. Like, he, as crazy as he is, he's a real deal.
I'm surprised he's not dead yet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and actually, the more craziest stunt is when he was, oh, damn, I don't know, because each movie he puts a crazy stunt in there.
Yeah.
Like a death-defying stunt that he could fucking die. Yeah. And guess what? This is only part one of the series of the movies. It's only part one.
What's the deal with like part ones and part twos nowadays? Ever since fucking Harry Potter came out with part one and part two, it's just been nonstop final endings, part one, part two, you know?
True. Because I think the movie was so big, and instead of putting a big pile of movie, 6-hour movie, like a Lord of the Rings. They're like, you know what, let's just split the shit up.
But, I mean, nowadays, they're, like, including so much shit themselves, that way it goes over, that way they have an excuse to put part one and part two, you know?
And
it doesn't do anything for the storyline at all. Like, most of the time, it's just filler, you know?
The only time a movie studio will ever allow a movie to be over fucking 3 hours long is if it's, like, a fucking Revenge of the Sith or fucking... I remember, we went to go see Revenge of the Sith years ago. I remember you was like a baby.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Fucking. But I remember I took you and I was like Obi-Wan. I was like, you're my brother, Anakin. Jeez. You're my brother, Judy. Yeah, I remember we were practicing that shit when we got home.
Annoyed the fuck out of the parents and the fucking.
We went with Grandpa Reuben.
No, yeah, I'm saying, but I'm like the parents of the fucking movie and shit like that. Probably like annoyed the fuck out of
me. Oh, man, I was so heartbroken when fucking Anakin turned. I knew he was going to turn, but I was so heartbroken. I was like, God damn. Fuck you, Anakin. You could have had a baby. But fucking.
You could have been an actual fucking father.
Yeah, but which would have been crazy. Which would have been a crazier storyline. And Anakin being the chosen one to turn the entire Jedi Order.
And then have this fucking Skywalker family as like super fucking overpowered and shit. Damn.
Fucking, I don't know. It's crazy. Like I said, I already came up with a better storyline for the new franchise. Like, fuck Rey. Fuck Finn.
Yeah.
No offense to the actors, but fuck all of them. Even though they didn't... like, when you realize it's disingenuous on why the characters are... Like you just don't want to fuck with it no more. Finn actually had better potential. I wanted Finn to come back, or I wanted Finn to be a Jedi because they teased it in the first movie. I was thinking Finn was gonna be a fucking Jedi.
They teased it, and then there was like cover art.
He had it for like 5 minutes, and then fuck, and it's like it's over with.
Yeah, and then. They even, like, did, like, cover art and shit like that, he becomes a full-blown Jedi and shit like that.
That was such a waste, man. That was one of the bigger wastes in the Star Wars franchise. I feel that...
there were so many storylines that they could have done with the new trilogy, but instead they just went with that storyline.
And the thing is, they always been inclusive from the very beginning, and they didn't realize it. Mm. They had a black father. They literally had a black father looking for his kid.
They just went overboard with that.
You know what I mean? Because James Earl Jones was the voice of Vader.
Yeah.
Black. White kids.
He was.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Black father, what's called dealing with kids, right? You know, trying to raise his son, even though. There was somebody that put it together in like a bad, like explained a bad story plot.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're going off the commercial break, y'all. Okay. I know you hear scratching, so let me get to cracking.
Hey guys, this is Ken Barkle from the Too Easy Podcast. I've been kidnapped. They kidnapped me. Oh my gosh, he's angry. I gotta go. But they kidnapped me. I'm stuck in a closet right now. Please, guys, send for help. No, he's mad. Okay, I gotta go, guys. Wish me luck. He's gonna kill me. Okay. No. No!
All right, y'all. Welcome to the second half. Yeah. Or set, not second half, second part.
It is a second part. Part, second half. Bad. Potato, whatever.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. All right, welcome to the second part.
This time, we've been joined by
Houston's finest.
Yeah, Jasmine. Yeah. I had to add that one.
Hi.
Yeah. She's going to be joining us for this last part. What the fuck was that?
That's her spot. So
we should put a fucking like cushion there or some shit.
No, I had one, and then I was putting it. I used to put
that
it
right there
because I mean the cats just go in there constantly, and both of them
instead of them just jumping on dishes, just have a cushion down there.
Yeah,
I mean, because I have one. I just need it. You know what? Let me just put it in there.
We could save it for later.
But yeah, we're going back to how. Disney fucked the pooch on Star Wars.
We don't need to go back to that.
Anybody else?
Solid.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, actually, I could talk about it hours.
Oh yeah, I know you can. Yeah, well, I mean, honestly,
don't worry, Kathleen. I have a picture of you in my toilet bowl.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, maybe we should change it because I don't want
fucking cease and desist.
I know. I don't want that shit to happen here.
Please stop talking to us, to your 10 viewers.
I know. It's like, we feel threatened.
You will not silence us.
Your small podcast is threatening our big ass conglomerate.
you're ruining our way of life.
I know.
What should we do?
You're stealing $10 from us. So you got to stop.
Shit. Jesus Christ. We lost over 5 million subscribers because of your podcast.
Sure. Yeah.
Speaking of which, Disney has been losing subscribers though. They lost, I think, 4 million last month.
Mm. They still got me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they still got me for now.
No, because I like the old Disney movies.
I still fuck with it. The Black Cauldron.
James and the Giant Peach. Come on now.
Mm. Okay, Robin Hood.
Oh, that was which Robin Hood?
Know which one?
The one with the fox?
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say.
The OG. Man, the one that all the memes stole from. All the memes are not all memes, but a bunch of like the hard-hitting memes, they all stole. You know the deal. You know the deal, Momo. Can't be on the table.
Come on. Get down. Get down, Bubba.
Get that pussy off my table.
Shut the fuck up. Yo, is that...
She is a beautiful kitten. You gonna stop.
She's hairy. You gotta shave her.
Tomorrow is my cat's birthday. She's turning 4.
Which one? Momo or...
Willow.
No, shit.
She's gonna be 4, which means her lifespan is about to get a year shorter.
Oh, that pussy's on the table.
Don't say that. You're gonna get yourself sad. What is... the equivalent of human years to cat years. Is it like the same as dogs?
Or is it?
15 years. Dogs can live longer.
Yeah. But I'm saying like, is it because dog years are like what, 7 years?
Yeah, 7 each year.
Yeah. So then cats are like 10 each year?
I don't know. But anyways.
Wow. I'm like, all right.
Well, anyways, any cat lovers out there?
She's 2.
Oh, sure.
But anyways,
he doesn't need to worry about the
moving on to sports. Shout out to Miami Heat for closing out the Milwaukee Bucks. So the teams that are left now, let's see, in the NBA playoffs. It is, let's see. All right, it's my fault. It's Miami versus New York, conference semifinals, Philadelphia and Boston, Denver and Phoenix, and to be decided tonight, Lakers or Memphis. So if the Lakers win, they can end up going or they're going to end up going against either the Golden State Warriors or Sacramento Kings. Golden State Warriors won three in a row, coming back from a 2-0 lead. So who knows? But yeah, that boy Steph is hot. But yeah, congratulations to all teams that moved on. Honestly, to be real, fucking, I don't know. I hope the Lakers win. Just keeping it real. That boy LeBron might be back. But yeah, anyways, my boy Mahid ain't here to talk sports with me. I got a bunch of nerds around me, so I gotta keep it pushing.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily nerds.
I've always been a nerd, and I don't care.
All you nerds.
I just honestly don't care about it.
What's your weight workout? Calculator? Huh? Huh, Momo?
Jesus.
Anyways. Shout out to...
At least I got a 4.0 GPA. I'm lucky.
I had 3.0, so...
I think I
had, I had 3.5 leaving high school.
Good job.
I had like I think I had like a 2.5 from my
teacher. What the fuck?
Because like 2.5 is like 70, right?
Yeah, it's
So then it's
right. Yeah, I had a 3.5 leaving high school.
Yeah, also
student.
I was a little bit less than average when it came to academics.
Yeah, that's right. But nah, honestly, I just knew when to start caring about my grades and not. Like when progress report came out, I didn't give a fuck about my grade. But after that, I was like, all right, let me pick it up.
Wait a minute. Because I assumed June would be like the, you know, the band nerd. That's what I thought.
Honestly, the band nerd is like taken with a grain of salt because honestly, I wasn't that good with fucking instruments or fucking academics. So I just kind of like coasted.
Shit.
I mean, I did march really well, though. So, I mean, I do have that going for me.
Anyways, on to less nerd and geeky news. Go on to the Top G himself. Just give a report. I'm not going to go too deep into it. But, yeah, so he's been having complications. Supposedly he drank some water or coffee. And his body, his throat's swelling. His back's fucking, like, swelling up in the back. Like, supposedly he was poisoned. And so, like his body is fucking swelling up on one side. It looked bad. Like the picture he took looked bad as fuck. I posted it on my story, so if y'all want to check it out, it'll be on there. But yeah, it doesn't look good right now. So I don't know. I'm praying for the Top G. Hopefully everything's good. And speaking of Top G as well, just to keep it moving, he tried to appeal the court. Or no, requested that the court drop the criminal investigation because the victims are no longer pursuing a criminal, trial. So it's no longer really in the books anymore. They moved on to now suing the Tate brothers because they couldn't find any evidence on the Tate brothers. So now they're moving on to suing them.
We're going to sue you because we can't find evidence.
Yeah, that's pretty much the sum of it. But yeah, and I guess their brothers were like, okay, fine. If we're going to get sued, at least give us our assets back. So, but until the case is dropped, their assets are still frozen because of the investigation. So all their assets got frozen during the investigation and everything. And it's stupid, but it got denied. So they're still on fucking, I guess, trial, I guess, until some evidence is found. But yeah, they're coming out. But I guess we can move on from there.
Yes, Jasmine.
Yes, Jasmine.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I raised my hand. Cool. So I don't know if y'all heard, Jamie Foxx has been in the hospital. He's been not feeling very well.
Oh, yeah.
What even happened to that one?
All we know is that he, one day his daughter announced that he was in the hospital. He was.
He suffered a stroke.
So we see he's getting older. All these stars are getting older. So, yeah. But please keep Jamie Foxx in your prayers, please.
Definitely
please.
Pray for the Top G, play for JF. I don't know why I put it in acronyms. Jamie Foxx, y'all. Keep on prayers. And supposedly he had to be revived during his procedure when he first got rushed to the hospital. So he technically died on the table.
What the fuck?
From my understanding, he had to be revived.
I mean, because we don't really know.
Because no one really knows the whole full story, which I don't know. I want to know because Jamie is like one of the biggest entertainers. He's been one of the biggest entertainers for 30 years.
He's an incredible actor. He's an incredible musician. I respect
everything. He's in every avenue. Like, he's in comedy. He's in acting. He's in music. I mean, there's nothing this guy can't do.
Shoot, he's one of the best actors.
And he has his own betting company, if I'm not mistaken. He has like a bet sports company.
Oh, nice.
And him and Floyd Mayweather opened it up or are like partial owners of it. So, I mean, this guy's been doing big things for years. You know what I mean? Mm. And not to mention, he's going to be playing Spawn.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's going to be playing Spawn on the new Spawn movie. Or supposed to be.
Is there like a release date on Spawn yet?
It's still in production.
I thought they did. They did a whole bunch of at the Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, no. It would be DC, right?
Spawn is DC, right?
Yeah, it's DC.
Okay, yeah. So I thought.
I mean, it's like it's in and out of DC. It goes in and out.
Really? I want to see Blade. I don't care what anybody says. I want to see Blade.
Speaking of Blade, I mean, there's a lot of complications. Supposedly, Marshall Lee could be out.
No, then I'm not going to watch it. I'm sorry. So, if you don't put the original one or Marshall Ali, then no.
Yeah, and so, yeah, he's going through, I guess, they're trying to, like, he's like those actors that don't do shit on the crunch. Because, you know, all those actors have to juice up and work out like dogs. Mm-hmm. They're telling Marshall Ali that he has to juice up and work out. But, you know, he's like, no, fuck you. Pretty much like, no, I'm not doing it. And they have him on a crazy time crunch or something like that. Mm. And supposedly it's like up in the air if it's still going to get released or not. Because they might end up recasting.
I don't know who else would play it, though.
They might end up getting that the guy who played Morpheus from the new Matrix movie, the one that sucked.
Okay, he's not a bad actor, though.
Yeah, he's not. Hey, no, I'm just saying the movie that sucked.
Okay, so he's not a bad actor. I think he could play it, but I prefer who they casted, and I'm glad that he, the original actor, like, put the torch in his hand, so yeah. I don't know if he would be okay with
it. Mean, unwillingly, but still, you know. And, you know, yeah, like, Wesley Snipes looks way different now. He's in the 60s now. Oh, you should see him now.
He still looks good, though.
Yeah, it's sad to see your heroes get old. Mm-hmm. But it happens. And now he released his own, or he was dealing with some BS about his comic book that he was trying to get released.
What comic book?
It's something. It's pretty much like a Blade-like character, but it's like a different character though. It's like it's in the future. So he has his own sword. It's kind of cool.
Blade sort of thing,
but he's not a vampire. It doesn't have to do with vampires. He's like a detective in the future, and he's like shooting futuristic guns and shit like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So the Blade should be coming out in 2024.
Yeah.
And no, it still says Marshall Ali is still playing it, so.
Yeah, no. He's still in as of now, but they're having complications with him. So if you look deeper into the story, like, there's supposedly, he's having issues with the director, supposedly.
I'm really hoping that they can work it out because I think he's a good person to play this, like, part.
True. I like Marshall Ali too. He looked the part from you ever see that movie Alita: Battle Angel?
Yeah. I did see it. I wish they made another movie. I don't know why they're not making another movie.
Cause what's called the so James Cameron it pulled. So originally James Cameron was supposed to direct that movie too, but James Cameron was like going ahead with the studio. Like they wouldn't let him make it or some shit like that. Because he was still under contract for Avatar.
Oh.
Or there was some complication with his contract to do it. So he ended up giving it to Robert Rodriguez to direct.
Mm-hmm. And so a box office success because it made way over its budget.
So. Yeah. No, yeah. It was a success worldwide. And people, and this was like one of the first times that people were going against the Rotten Tomatoes, and they had to reevaluate the movie.
Okay, so I'm just reading now. It says in December, Rodriguez and Cameron took a virtual blood oath to make a sequel.
A word?
Yes.
Oh shit, bet. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. That first movie was it was amazing when it came out.
I liked the lead up.
It was crazy. The concept of that shit is crazy, but still it was a dope ass movie.
Because I also read the manga as well. It was actually, I like how they're bringing everything back from the manga.
So. Yeah, it followed the manga to a court. It was actually a well adapted manga to movie screen, or anime adapted to the movie screen movie.
Wait, what's another one that's coming out? Y'all know Avatar: The Last Airbender coming out on Netflix, the TV show.
Now. Man, I don't know. I've been hearing for years that the movie's coming out or the show's coming out.
It should be coming out either this year or next year. That's what I know.
That's what I heard 5 years ago.
Oh my god!
5 years ago, they said that back in 2018. They're making a new Avatar show. What? When is it coming out? Oh, could be next year. Never fucking dropped. I've been waiting for fucking 5 years for that shit. That shit never drops. So I don't know. I'm not getting my hopes up. That's all I'm saying. But what else? Speaking of movies, Adam Driver could be playing Mr. Fantastic. In the new Fantastic Four movie. Oh, yeah,
I heard about that. That is supposedly it's a possibility.
He's the lead candidate right now.
I don't see him as a Reed Richards.
Like, John, Krasinski?
John Krasinski.
He played it well. That was a fan cast.
That was really good. That was really good.
Yeah, he was a perfect embodiment of it. I don't know if they're having issues now, or they're like... Now he's like, I don't want to do this shit no more.
No, it's not that. I hope not. It's just that they only agreed to put him on as like a teaser sort of thing but only for like that specific Earth, you know?
Yeah.
And you know how like there's different people for different, you know?
Sure.
So it's like that. It might not be him, but he's still a strong contender, you know?
But yeah, I'm like.
And plus, I think he has scheduling conflicts. Because I think he's coming out with a new movie or something like that.
I'm pretty sure he is. I mean, he has a lot of movies and shows out right now. He's on that show, Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Another season's coming out of that. I don't know. If I was him, I'd be focused on Fantastic Four, to be real.
Okay, so I just looked up. I'm sorry. I was still stuck on Avatar because it said it's coming up right now, and they already have the episodes ready, so.
Wait, what? It said it comes out now.
Like, it's going to come out soon.
All right.
And it will consist of 8 one-hour-long episodes.
Cool.
Mind you, this time they actually put...
Put what?
I can't say it.
Asian people on the
screen? I felt really racist for saying...
Here at the Too Easy Podcast, we deal in racism. And we accept it. I'm just kidding. That's actually what it should have been, though. That's what they fucked up in the movie. You remember the movie?
See,
where there's nothing but white people.
The movie. My thing is that wasn't even a scar, man, on Zuko. That wasn't a scar.
It was That movie. That movie overall was just bad. I'm sorry. That movie was like a dumpster fire. Was put out by cat piss. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
That's how bad a movie was.
And they said all the words wrong. They said Agni Key. It's Agni Kai. They don't know how to do, no. No. Yeah.
So
the actors were good. I don't blame the actors. I just blame whoever made up the storyline and thought they could push the whole thing into a movie. You can't push the whole thing into a movie.
Yeah, like I understand they try to make it inclusive. That's the same thing. God dang, it comes back to inclusivity, doesn't it? Trying to include everybody.
This is the year of inclusivity.
All right, it's kind of like going into Black and Wakanda and having a couple white characters. You know, you guys are gonna be white. Can we get Matt? Who can we get to play T'Challa? Can we get Ryan Gosling? Is he still available, Ryan Gosling?
Can we get a plate to T'Challa?
One, I know Ryan Gosling would never do that.
Shit, he would destroy his career. That'd be the last job he takes for the longest time. Put down your weapon. I can just imagine Ryan Gosling as T'Challa.
Jesus Christ.
T'Challa, why are you white? Because I am the chosen one.
Amongst
all you black faces.
I am unique. I am the best.
I am your king. You bow to me.
Jesus.
Bow to the white man.
Bow
to me.
Okay, you know what? I think it's about that time. I'm not too sure.
Americans do it all the time.
Okay.
How come you black?
You know what? I hope you guys have a good weekend, everybody.
He's like, black Americans do it all the time. Shit. Fucking. Nah, but you see that? You see why inclusivity doesn't work all the time? You don't have to include everybody. Just leave it as it is. But yeah, now let's see. Well, there's something else. I just couldn't put my finger on it.
Sorry, that just messed me up so bad.
But you see what I'm saying? Like the bullshit within the hypocrisy.
That's like
it's just a whole bunch of bullshit.
Well, I do know one thing. They're coming out with a black Green Lantern. So
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, he's in the comics, is John Stewart.
Yeah, so
he's in the comics.
I mean, John Stewart came after Hal Jordan.
He did.
So it's like,
but what's called?
They're just like including.
What I like the Green Lantern.
Well,
one.
No,
I don't
well,
care what
there's a difference
says.
Between inclusiveness, and actually trying to go for something different.
Yeah,
there's a pretty thick line between doing something different.
What I think what they're
that
they were trying to do
that's
was that
the,
they
that
were
goes
like,
along with the story. My bad. Go ahead.
So I kind of talked over you. All right, that, yeah, but, I think what they were trying to do was do a little bit of both, you know, like trying to like take it a different direction, but still kind of do the inclusivity thing, which is why they did the whole, what was his name? John Stewart.
Yeah.
And I think what they were trying to do, or Zack Snyder, when he introduced Green Lantern, was that Hal Jordan was going to be doing his own thing. And he had to call in.
Because originally they're going to do a show called the Lantern Corps. So yeah. Hal Jordan and John Stewart were both going to be like pilot buddies, and they're both going to be receiving a ring.
Yeah.
And so it was going to be a whole thing until it got canceled.
Yeah.
And so luckily Zack Snyder brought back the actor that they're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
And but the fucked up part was they didn't even use him. Like Warner Brothers cut his scene out entirely, which was the fucked up part. But let's see.
Okay, I could be wrong, but somebody keep showing, you know, this is wrong.
Never What's mind. Up?
No, they show Zendaya as Moana, and I think that's wrong.
That's definitely wrong.
I think that's false information. So because they have
because they're making a live action.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson said he's gonna be in it, but I don't know if Al.
You already know that he is. He's gonna force himself in.
They're not making a Moana. No, it's the voice actor of Moana that's going to be coming back as Moana.
Well, they said it's because of her schedule.
Her schedule? I mean, what else? I'm like, who
no,
really
pause, knows? Pause. Don't come for her.
Who? Wait, who? Come for who?
I'll leave.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know what her name is.
Damn.
No, it's Ali.
Oh, okay. That's
I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Okay, one Ali E. She's
I'm
also
not
in an Amazon TV show. So.
No, I'm not coming for her. I'm coming for fucking that Lilo and Stitch movie they're making.
No, they changed the actors though.
Yeah, I heard that like Danny DeVito was like supposedly playing Stitch or something like that. I'm not too sure about that.
No.
But,
well, first
that's
off,
just a rumor,
I don't know what the fuck he's doing with Disney. The only thing he should be preparing for is the new Hercules movie and playing the fucking goat.
Yeah, he's also playing.
That's what he should be preparing for right now.
He's also on.
Let's keep it real.
It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, he should worry a little bit more about Hercules than doing anything else right now.
Wait, is that actually like actually in production? The live action Hercules?
The Russo brothers are making it right now.
Oh, the Russo brothers. Okay.
That's dope.
Yeah, they already announced the cast and everything. Excuse me. That's the only thing you should be worried about. But fucking. Excuse me. Let's see. There's something else.
Okay. I'm trying to look up the live action people because they changed the people like maybe once or twice. I don't know. The one who's playing Lilo, she's so cute.
I mean, it'll be fine, but like I said, oh no, but you know the one that's playing Nani? Or you know who's playing Nani?
Oh wait, no, they changed. Oh wait.
Isn't it supposed to be this one white girl?
Wait a minute. She don't look.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a white girl.
Okay, and did Chris Sanders play Stitch in the original?
I don't know. I don't know who
played Stitch. Because I think it's saying he did, but maybe I could be wrong. Shit.
I don't know, but fucking... Let's see.
It says Courtney B. Vance as Cobra, so I think that'll Bubbles.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they're not bringing back Bubbles. I forgot.
No, that is Bubbles. That's going to be Bubbles.
It's
a girl now? Courtney
B. Vance is a man.
I thought they weren't bringing him back.
Look at the picture.
Because isn't it Vin Rames? Oh, he's going to be Bubbles.
Yes, he's going to be Bubbles. Oh,
okay. Because it's you.
Oh, wait, let me show the picture to you, too.
Oh, him.
Yeah, because it wasn't originally, what's his name, Vin Rames?
It was Vin Rames because he did the voice actor. Yeah. And I thought
that would have been the perfect Bubbles.
And at first, they weren't going to fucking do Bubbles at all.
Yeah, but I remember that shit.
All the backlash that they had with the fans, they had to fucking include Bubbles.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't bring back Bubbles, I would have been like,
he was
a fan favorite. I'm like, even back in the Lilo and Stitch show.
Yeah.
He was a fan favorite. I'm like, no, you got to bring back the original. If anything, you know, bring back. Matter of fact, you know what they could do? The girl who plays Stitch in the movie, in the actual movie they made, she can come back and play back Nani.
Cool.
As older sis. Just saying, like, shit. They mess. You see how I'm coming up with all these good ass ideas? And Disney is just horrible at making good ideas. Like, you guys are just fucking horrible. You guys don't have original thoughts at all. You guys just like, okay, maybe we can rehash this old ass fucking movie that we did years ago and maybe make $1 billion off of it. How about this, guys? Still come up with original ideas. You guys doing lazy ass remakes. Honestly, like I said, not to shit on Little Mermaid, because it actually looks pretty good, but you guys are just lazy. You're lazy. And now all you're doing is bringing back old fucking you're remaking old shit. And now you're just being like, okay, what if this person's black? What if this person's gay? What if this person's bisexual over here? You know, the same thing you did with Beauty and the Beast, where you made what's his name? Gaston's second half.
I thought he was already gay.
No, they made him gay. They made him gay in the fucking
live action.
In the live action shit. And they made all his henchmen, half of his henchmen gay.
That's true, yeah.
And I'm like,
remember, they're French, so.
I mean, true. It's. I mean.
Nice burn.
I'm sorry.
I mean, true. We actually, you know what? You got me there.
Fuck French people.
Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is French people are very romantic. I can definitely say that.
I guess when they say wee-wee, they meant it seriously.
No.
I mean, there's a reason why wee-wee means yes, yes.
I guess when he shows you the wee-wee, you say yes.
One, I just know that French people are very romantic. They can make anyone fall in love with the city, with the culture, and everything.
You want the Gris? Honestly,
I hear bad things about Paris
because they're going through riots right now. It's too expensive.
Well, not only that, but also that apparently, like, there's like a lot of like garbage in the city and shit like that.
Yeah, because like, all the garbage men are. Like, yeah, I heard about that. It's gonna be the next part on the outro. What's called? We're going on to commercial break, yo. Be back.
I am so scared.
They had me in a dog leash. They're spanking me with leashes. Oh my gosh. I think they woke up. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, they found my pee spot. I peed on the carpet. I'm sorry. They're mad. I think they're mad at me. But guys, send help again. I am so scared. Please. Oh shit. They're mad. Ah!
Anyways, we back, y'all. What's good? What's good? Yeah. Anything you want to add to the French? How about you, Momo? He's like, yeah, Momo was going crazy. She was calling French people pieces of shits and a bunch of fucking backwards.
One crap. My baby doesn't cuss.
When the mic is off, Momo goes off.
She said some racist shit about
France. We have to lock her in the garage.
There's a reason why you don't hear Momo speak is because she said some racist shit.
She doesn't want to get canceled. You know?
My baby doesn't curse. She's
not racist. And I'm racist. And I'm racist. And I had to be like, God damn. Momo.
And they say I'm racist and misogynistic. God damn.
Which is true, but you know. Like I said, even, which is true, but you know, I don't back off from that. You know, at least I hate equally. I hate everyone equally. Don't worry. If you're Asian, Black, White, Hispanic, don't matter. I hate you. I hate you all.
There it is.
I hate you all equally. Oh, don't worry, y'all.
There it is.
But yeah, let's go ahead and let's keep it pushing.
That should be about it, right? Or we still got more.
We got a little bit more.
I gotta finish washing dishes. That's why I'm asking.
Oh yeah, no, he has to handle.
I gotta wash dishes, and then I gotta clean up the dog shit that's there because Zara's not gonna fucking do it. Then after that, probably go to a store and.
Might need to ask about that.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna see.
But yeah, anyways, but Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out next week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no one's prepared for that one. That shit
looks already like a premiere yesterday.
Yeah, but in LA.
Yeah.
Now everybody's saying that it was the best one of the franchise.
Yeah.
And fucking, they say it's the best Marvel movies like in a while.
Yeah, and that apparently some of the fucking actors are not gonna like reprise their roles. Like,
yeah.
Apparently, Zoe Saldana is not gonna come back as Gamora, and then
Drax or was it Dave Bautista not coming back?
Yeah, he's not coming back either.
I think Peter Quill is the only one that still is gonna be around.
No, I think they're gonna try to keep Mantis and Nebula, because I mean those three are kind of like they're becoming fan favorites.
True, I'm just like it looks sad as shit because they're giving a lot of backstory to Rocket.
Don't even get me started on that one.
That shit looks sad as fuck.
If Rocket dies, I'm going to cry. So
yeah, it's,
dude.
The back.
No, stop! Don't say that.
Yeah, because I mean, when you see Peter Quill going, it's like the little IVs and stuff coming out.
So I'm like, they're all bunched together, and then you kind of like you're like. And they even in the fucking poster that they teased, it's Rocket's like in the middle of that, and you're like, this guy's gonna get fucking obliterated.
They're gonna kill off Rocket. I'm sorry, they're gonna kill him off. But hopefully they do it in glorious fashion. I'm gonna go there to see it.
That's great. Stop.
Yeah,
the part that got me
was when they're like all laid down together, like trapped. And you know they're getting experimented on and shit like that.
Oh yeah, that one was pretty fucked.
Yeah, I was like, you know, my name's T. Like you can see all the fucking the shit they did to the animals. I'm like, fuck. Like if I was a PETA person, I'd be like, PETA's gonna be like, you see what they do? I'm like, God damn it.
And there was this one scene in one of the fucking trailers where fucking Rocket is saying something about like Into the Great Beyond or something like that.
Forever,
I'm like. That's gonna be his last words.
Yeah, that's gonna be his last words.
I'm like, fuck.
It's gonna be his first words because those were like his first words when he got enhanced,
I think.
And then there's gonna be a last words when he dies. Oh, I'm like, God damn. I'm like, don't know. It's like a lot of people, like, if you see the comments on that shit, they're like, they're gonna fucking kill Rocket. Yeah. Fuck you.
Dude, everybody
was mad as fuck. There's this lady saying, he's like, if Rocket dies, we'll burn the fucking theater down.
We're going to that goddamn castle and burn it to the ground.
Burn it to the fucking dead. You fucking round-eared bastard. Goddamn. But fuck you.
Anyways.
Spamris is calling me and they check up on me. Like, hey, what's up, though? How you doing, man? Yeah, nah, dog. I don't have my car's standard warranty. I'm sorry. But thanks for checking in on me.
I think we could end it here.
I'll send George you 300. Is doing I that appreciate you checking
weird up. Weird bit. We could go ahead and just end it here. Ah, fuck. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And
yeah, no, almost fine.
We'll see you guys in the next one.
Yeah, how's your mom?
Bye.
Yeah. This guy's talking to the fucking.
But appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you. It's weird because it's like it's actually a chill Friday. Usually you got shit to do.
Dude, not for me, bro. I gotta do a whole bunch of shit. I gotta get a new phone. I gotta renew my plates. I gotta fucking talk to the guy about the grass.
Yeah, it sounds like a you problem. Anyways, guys, have a good
maybe I'll get some alcohol on them.
Fucking have fun this weekend. We wanna thank our special guest, Jazzy. And Jasmine, Houston's finest.
Yeah.
And
it's always a pleasure having her on.
And yeah, guys, wish her luck on her trip to flight. Wish her luck on her new endeavors. And she's gonna be gone for a moment. Let's just say that. So
she'll come back better than ever.
She's gonna come back with a deeper voice. What's up, yo? How y'all doing? What's
good? I'm not gonna come back with a deeper voice.
What's good, dog? How you doing?
I just have a surprise when I get back for everybody. So thank y'all so much. No, it won't be a pregnancy. I ain't pregnant. So
I hope not. He's like, it's gonna be like that scene from other guys. Whose baby is that? He's like, yeah, Gator's bitches better be using Jimmy's.
Oh God. Let's end it here. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Have fun. Have a good one. Bye. Oh, yeah, just to tell you guys, I'm not kidnapped. I'm just joking around. Don't take that serious. Anyways,
hey, have a great weekend.
Oh my gosh! No! While your wife is getting railed by 10 black guys down the street that are playing basketball, you can watch or listen to the Too Easy Podcast. We air every Friday, and you can join us and even stay tuned for our bonus episodes. While your wife is getting railed, you can go ahead and have a good laugh because you know your life is miserable, just like ours here at the Too Easy Podcast. Thank you, and have a nice day.